Escaping Denver, Episode 311, The Proof. I am on the edge right now, and for good reason. They know me. You don't even know me, but they do. Or at least Harper does. But if only that psychopath knew who I was, it would still be one person too many. Anyways, I'm still on the move. To where? Well, I don't even know, so good luck tracking me. I received a new message, but it seems to be isolated. There's been a lot of speculation on Reddit and in your emails about Sarah. Was she always with the Collective? Has she changed? When was she changed? Those messages with Sarah and Dale, when were they recorded? Is Harper a clone or the original? Is Sarah, our Sarah, still alive? All valid questions, and I honestly would have responded, but I genuinely didn't have the answers. But I do now. Or at least, I think I do. See, that's the thing with this whole experience. It has me questioning what I know, what I see, what I hear. I have a tough time trusting anything now, even myself. Someone online even implied that Malenki is spying on me. Perfect. Just what I need. It all just feels so out of whack. Out of control. They know who I am, and I don't know how long they've known. It's also hopeless right now. Noah taken, Sarah MIA. But then I got what I'm about to share with you. A new message. A lifeline to something to believe in. Something to let me know this is not over. You won't hear from me again until I get more messages. This one just couldn't wait. So until next time, keep your minds and eyes open.
Okay, recording. So, they have him, Noah. The Collective has him, I know it in my gut. I spoke with some soldiers that started telling me about all the rumored special teams the Collective has throughout the facility. Teams with monster dogs, teams with superpowers, teams led by genuine psychopaths. And then it dawned on me. They don't know. They don't know anything. It's just rumors and hearsay, but none of these new guys have actually seen anything worth writing home about. They don't know the truth behind some of these rumors. And if they did, they wouldn't sound so excited about it. They're all just bored. You know, soldiers playing security guards. It was almost cute. And a normal person would be able to just brush it all off. Monster dogs? Come on. Right? But now... No, now I know enough to correct them into calling them lizard dogs. Because I've seen their scaly skin and smelt that wild musk. And felt the real fear that they would eat me. They're not rumors to me. So these soldiers continue to chat away, feeling safe behind their naivety, and I'm trying to not let my face show that I know the things that they're mentioning. This is all familiar to me. In fact, actually, sometimes their stories were about me and Noah, about us escaping the experiment and making it down to the domes. Of course, in this story, Noah and I are truly monsters. They said we were creatures of science, real freak shows. Half right. They continue to say that an especially psychotic team leader has even captured one of them and is torturing them in the depths of the facility. Now, of all the bullshit they were spewing, I knew this one was true. I felt it. Look, I know I sound detached right now, but if I'm honest, I stopped wondering what had happened to Noah, mostly for self-preservation. I didn't need to carry that around with me, I couldn't. And you know what, he left me. But yeah, in the back of my mind, I knew he'd get himself into trouble. It's his ridiculous and curious nature that has him beeline to the danger every time. He means well. God, he's such an idiot. Of course he put himself in a situation where he got caught. He was probably helping pull a thorn out of a monster's paw or something. But he's my idiot. I know that if he heard I was taken, he'd drop everything to find me. Even now. Even if he was at the exit. It's my favorite of his flaws. He's good. Truly. No, I can't leave him to die. If he even can die. If I can, I don't know, but I couldn't live with myself. But I can't do it alone, even if I wanted to. I'm tucked in Dale's closet right now because I don't have a room of my own. I'm starting from scratch with nothing but what I've learned, but it already feels like a good start. Noah would be pleased to hear that positivity. And Dale will help me. He has to. I'll convince him. I'll tell him the truth, and if his head doesn't explode, he'll help me. So, stranger, I don't know if you've figured out a way to contact Noah, but if you have, you tell him I'm coming.
She's alive, driven, determined. I would not want to stand in her way. Granted, I wouldn't want to head her way either. The way I see it, things are going to get a lot worse before they get better. I don't know when I'm going to get another batch of messages, but I know I will. If Sarah is alive, this story isn't finished. Thank you to those who send emails, engage on Reddit, or even tell your friends about us. It's deeply appreciated. Keep it coming. And of course, thank you to CuriousCast who keep sticking with us on this adventure. I'll be back before you know it. Another episode of Escaping Denver.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.